and welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Experts Podcast with Jacob and Jennifer Fries. I'm Jacob.
And I'm Jennifer.
Today, we are talking about the power of opportunity, why purchasing real estate in a high interest rate market can be a smart move. And we have a guest expert today, Tom Dowden.
Woohoo! Thanks for being here, Tom.
Thank you, guys.
So, Tom is an industry veteran. He has worked to help families purchase homes for over 15 years. Previously, Tom worked for one of the top investment banks in the country, leading their ultra-high net worth lending division for the Pacific Coast. In 2019, he achieved personal production of $167 million in funded loan volume.
Wow. Impressive.
He moved to Northwest Arkansas just a few years ago and is excited about bringing his knowledge and experience to Veris Pinnacle Mortgage and help his clients and their families build personal wealth through homeownership. Hello, Tom, and welcome.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
So tell us a little bit more about yourself. So what ended up bringing you to Northwest Arkansas?
So I was in Dallas, worked there 15 years, and then I was married. And shortly after we were married, she said, I want to move to Fayetteville. I said, you've never mentioned this before, but wanted to be married. So moved down here probably, 4 years ago, and it's been an awesome adventure.
That's great. Right. Well, I've lived here for about 12 years, and I just absolutely fell in love with the area when I moved here, and I just couldn't imagine living anywhere else now. So hopefully you feel the same way.
I feel truly blessed to be here. It is an awesome area, both just to raise a family in, yes, but then also just for the opportunity we have in real estate here.
Oh, absolutely. This is a great market here for sure. So did I kind of understand, though, Tom, that you kind of have a celebrity status? I kind of heard a rumor about that.
I don't know.
Taking care of some celebrity and big name.
I did. I was fortunate enough to, when I was in Dallas, I worked for one of the top investment banks there, mm-hmm, and kind of clawed my way up to where I led the ultra high net worth lending group. So if a client had in excess of $10 million and they need a mortgage conversation, it was with either me or my team. And so we got to connect with a lot of, everybody's important, everybody's significant, right, but a lot of more, I guess, more well-known people.
Sure.
Awesome.
Anybody you want to name today, or well, do you feel like
it's a private bank, so they don't,
gotcha,
it's not,
yeah,
something they,
sure,
really want us to do.
Okay. I understand.
Totally
that.
Understandable.
Absolutely. So we know that the real estate market, as you and I, because we've been in the industry for so long, we know that, you know, it goes up, it goes down, and all these things are going on. So right now here in 2024, people are just, they're second guessing, you know? And so I know you can't predict anything, so yeah, I'm not asking you to get into your crystal ball or anything like that, but what do you foresee, you know, from history and then what's going on? What are you thinking 2024? What are you thinking?
As far as just the interest rate environment or?
Yes. Well, and just the market in general, what are your thoughts?
I do think as far as just the challenge of the industry overall, 2023 was a much more difficult year than 2024 will be.
Right.
So I do think the number of transactions we have is going to be up. And a lot of that will have to do with interest rates improving, right?
Right.
And so, and again, the experts were wrong. So I don't want to give them too much credibility. But the forecast that I've read see interest rate projections anywhere from 5.5% to 6.5%, somewhere in that range.
Right.
I think what's important to kind of note out of that range is if we get to a 6% rate environment, that should be the key to unlocking the move-up buyer, which is what we've lost, right?
Right.
And so I think that's going to be an important number to watch.
Good. So, you know, because it is hard sometimes, you know, when we get that phone call, right? And you've been working with someone and then the rate goes up and they're like, you know what, we're out.
Right.
So, I mean, there are so many different ways that we can kind of move the pendulum a little bit to kind of help people. Do you have any advice that you could give, you know, agents and realtors, you know, when they're having those conversations to kind of keep the client still engaged, keep them, you know, there in the moment?
Yeah, I think the first piece is just to try to establish that there is a benefit to home ownership, right?
Right.
And so to get them on board with that. And now, someone who's already in a home and they maybe want an extra bedroom, but the rate environment has made it more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Home appreciation has made it more difficult. That's one conversation, right? But the conversation quickly, just if you focus on first-time home buyers, like we know owning a home is a far better option than continuing to rent.
Right.
And we can kind of walk through the math of how it will cost a little bit upfront, but you're going to gain this much in appreciation. You're going to pay down your mortgage over time and all the things that, all the ways that you create wealth through home ownership
right.
that you can't through renting. So I think it's first just important to establish that framework. And that way, when you're kind of looking for homes and you're going through a rocky rate environment, they're more willing to go through that with you because they've seen kind of, they know what's on the other side.
Right. Very true. Very true. So basically, it's just building that relationship and sitting down with that client in the very beginning and trying to kind of figure out what their true goal is from the very beginning, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things. And so we can help them find a competitive loan overall, but we have mm-hmm. to work within kind of the framework of the market we're in.
Right.
And that's something we can't control, right? And so I think it's just important to let them know we're going to find the best loan we can for you.
Right.
But we know what the goal is, right? And whether that, because rates have trended up. And again, we're in an improving rate environment now. So I want to make sure we call that out. But last year, when we were having these conversations about rates are going up and rates are volatile, and it made the experience of looking for a home more difficult, we're going to find the best loan, but we still know the goal and the reward of homeownership, and just to remind them of that.
Right. I love that. I love that.
So why don't you take us through some reasons for people to buy in the high interest rate arena?
Oh, yeah. No, that's a great question, Jacob. So I think about first, right, is if there's not a perfect market, right? So 2 years ago, mm-hmm. When we had interest rates at an all-time low, the market was great rate environment, but you had multiple offers. You had people buying homes over the asking price.
And buying them sight unseen.
Yeah, absolutely.
All kinds of crazy things.
Still doing that,
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, and all these things, like that was a difficult market too, right? And so mm-hmm. there's not a perfect market. So now right. we're in an environment where rates are higher. The good news is that weeded out a lot of potential home buyers. And so there is less competition. If you're buying, you'll have more leverage than you did 2 years ago.
Right.
And then the other piece is, and again, if you just listen to the experts, quote unquote, right?
Yeah.
We are, and you can even watch the Fed and you can see kind of the notes from their meeting, what they're forecasting the Fed funds rate to do over the next 2 years.
Right.
They're forecasting rates to go down. And so if you believe interest rates are going to go down, mm-hmm. right, then why not purchase a home that's going up in value?
Lock in that price.
As soon as you can.
Yep.
And then refinance.
Absolutely. Because we all know that the market's going to continue to go up.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the whole thing. And if you're especially renting, I mean, and when I think about the rent payments that people are making, especially in this market, I just know that's like 100% interest.
Right.
And so they just need to kind of wrap their head around, do I want to be applying something to that's going to appreciate?
Right.
And have some, I guess there are loans out there for people that don't have a lot of down payment at
Absolutely.
The same time. So we have all kinds of different mortgages. So I know for some people, they think, well, I have to put 20% down, but that's not the case.
Not at
is
all.
It?
Yeah, not at all. There are several loans that allow for 100% financing. Mm-hmm. A conventional mortgage for a first-time home buyer requires a 3% down payment, but you can get grants to help you with that.
Right.
There are a lot of ways to get into a home. And that's another thing, just to kind of circle back to why would you buy in this market? Right now, you have more leverage with sellers. And so if cash to close is one of your challenges, right now we're in an environment where there's a better chance of asking the seller to contribute towards your closing cost. Right now, because less competition, you're going to lose that leverage in 6 months if rates really improve.
And I'm not seeing 15 to 20 offers on a house, which, that's difficult. I mean, as a realtor, it's very time consuming and, it's great for the seller, honestly. But at the same time, I writing 19 notes to people about, I am so sorry that you didn't win this offer is really hard on the seller as well as me, because I would write letters to the agent because I was so appreciative that they took the time to master an offer over to us and just barely lose it. You know what I mean? It was just so heartbreaking.
Yeah. Well, I think you put it really nicely. There is no perfect market. And so there's always the challenges. And it just kind of depends on what challenge we're working with inside that market.
Yeah.
So talk to us a little bit about what you see with the younger generation. So we've got the millennials and on down to the Gen Zs. What are you, so I guess where I'm coming from, I've read articles that say, well, Gen Z wants experiences. They don't want things. Right. But I also have seen articles where that might be shifting a little bit. So what are you seeing there?
Yeah, no, I same thing, right? So I think I saw where the average first-time homebuyer age moved from 30 to closer to 40 recently, right? And I do think there is, everyone likes experiences, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have to give that up
right.
to get a home. And right. I think what as an industry we need to do better is to, it's not unattainable. And so I right. think having great conversations with potential home buyers who probably think it's more daunting than it is,
right,
is one piece of that to get them, you can have your experiences, but purchasing a home is a pretty great experience too, mm-hmm. right? So you can
have
that.
It's the American dream.
Absolutely. Right. And it really still is. Yeah. And I don't think that's going anywhere. And the other piece that I think that I focus on, and I think just all the help we can get is helping people really understand the wealth that can be created through home ownership.
So true.
So my first home I bought in Dallas, and it was $205,000. I held it for 3 years and I sold it for right under $300,000. And there is nothing I could have done through my job or my salary to save that amount of money, right? Right? And I just think that people are missing out if that's not part of their strategy.
Right.
And I also saw that less than 30% of Americans will ever meet with a financial advisor, right? Mm-hmm. And so the opportunity that we have to impact these potential homebuyers is so significant.
Absolutely. It's about the only way that they're going to be able to have a nest egg, you know, at some point in their life.
Absolutely.
And to possibly have a house totally paid for, hopefully, and still have all of this money, you know. And I was listening this morning on Keeping Up with Current Matters, and this is exactly what they were talking about. It's just that people build wealth through real estate.
Yeah.
And, you know, most Americans are not investors, you know, there's several that are, but right. most are not. But they build up most of their equity in their property, in their real estate. And so just encouraging, especially that generation, the Gen Zs, to go ahead, take the plunge, do it, and start building their wealth.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Through,
and then enjoying a home, you know, so which is even better. So,
well, it is time for station identification. You can find us on YouTube on the Real Estate Experts podcast channel. You can also find us anywhere you listen to your podcasts. Our sponsor today is the Roofing Experts. We stand behind our roofs so you can stand under them.
With that being said, I know for those of you that are listening, you're not seen, but Tom, I just want you to know, you must be really special today because Jacob did not wear his overalls today. So his wife dressed him again.
Yes, and she does a very nice job.
And if you guys follow him on social media, you'll see that he has many looks.
That's right.
I like to change himself. It
up. Yep.
So if you want to check out his social media page and just see his many overall looks.
Yes, overall. And, haha. Funny.
Yeah, I know, that's right? Yeah, like yeah.
All right. So let's get back to it. So the loan landscape. What are you seeing as far as rates and credit scores and things of that nature?
Yeah, and as far as loan programs, the most popular program I see right now to combat the rate environment is like the 2-1 buy down or the 3-1 buy down.
Yeah.
Which, just kind of quick setting the table, that's a loan program it comes in the form of a seller concession, right? And so as an example, if you had a $400,000 home, it would be an $8,000 seller credit for a 2-1 buy down. It gives the buyer an interest rate that's 2% lower than their locked in rate. So let's say the current rate is 6.75%. It gives them a 4.75% interest rate for the first 12 months. And then after that, it'll give them an interest rate that's 1% less than their locked-in rate. So in this scenario, 5.75%. The cool thing is, though, one, like all they're doing there behind the curtain is they're taking that seller concession and they're paying the difference in their monthly right. payment. And so it's still a 30-year fixed mortgage,
right?
Which means there's no prepayment penalty, right? And so it gives them either a lower interest rate and a lower monthly payment to transition in their life, or to just know that, hey, we believe that interest rates are going to improve and this is not our forever loan and we're looking for our best opportunity to refinance gives you 2 years to do it.
And how's the 2-1 buy down versus the 3-1 buy down different?
Same concept. So it's a larger seller concession. You need a 3% seller concession, but it's 3% less the first year, 2%, 1%.
Gotcha. Okay. So, well, that's
same
good.
Thought process, just the extra year, larger seller concession.
Right. So learning all of this, we all know that we need to be investing in real estate, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just because that it's definitely a wealth builder for one. The economy is going to do what the economy is going to do. The interest rates are going to do what the interest rates are going to do. But as consumers, this is the best way that we can truly build wealth is through real estate.
Right.
So so I'm your realtor. He's your mortgage guy.
Yep.
So
there you go.
I will say the question I get asked a lot is like, you know, and you asked it too, and I didn't do a great job of jumping on it, but it's like, when, why would I purchase in this rate environment? And it's, well, what do you think home values are going to do? Right. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, value, supply and demand. Right. And you can look even at 2023, there was probably a 20% gap between the number of households formed and the number of homes completed. Right. So there's still a deficit, which is why, you know, most experts say homes are going to continue to appreciate, which means that if you've got a $400,000 home that you're interested in now, right? What's that going to cost you next year?
Exactly.
And so I think that's one of the things that, again, our job is to show the opportunity as far as investments and the way that real estate can help grow your wealth. And I think letting them know that the sooner you buy this home, right, the less expensive it will be.
Well, and I think that's one of the really important things that we need to point out to realtors, you know, that they need to be singing those songs. They need to hit social media. They need to be telling people and explaining. I mean, you need to sit down with people and find out what their goals are and help them find the opportunities that are there. There are gems there. We just have to help people find it.
Yeah.
And so, and it's our job, you know, like I would be sending people over to you saying, hey, get them pre-qualified, tell them what their options are, you know, because, you know, that's what you do. You know, I don't want to take that from anyone. And by the way, back in 2008, they took that away from us. So in our industry, but basically it's just, that's part of the process. But if people don't know, I mean, they hear the news and so they just think it's not obtainable.
And I will say one of the things that we do is we'll send a pre-qualification letter because that's what they need.
Right.
But then I'll also send a forecasted equity position. So it takes into account based on Washington County or Benton County's forecasted home appreciation rate and the type of mortgage they pre-qualified for. Because they're gonna gain equity in two ways. One, the home's appreciating.
Right.
But with every payment, they're also paying their loan balance down. So
I love that.
Creating equity, right? So we want to give them an idea of like, 3 years down the road, how much equity are you going to have? 5 years,
that's
7 years? Because you really want to frame it. This is an investment for you. And they deserve a high quality conversation.
Right.
We also want to give them something. One, if they have that letter, right, the estimated home equity, they're more willing to navigate maybe a tough home search process because they have the end in mind. So I think it's important to establish that early.
Right. What do you think is the best way as agents in the industry? What are some things that we need to be doing to explain?
Just to explain the opportunity that real estate as
because
an investment.
Because so many consumers don't understand.
Yeah.
So and when you watch the news or you read articles, it scares you as a buyer. You know, as a buyer, a consumer. You're scared.
Yeah, because the news is meant for scare tactics. It's for headlines.
And so, I mean, I guess just as an industry, it's really our job to be teaching, you know, the consumers really what's going on and what's going to be in their best, you know, their best option, the best benefit for them.
Yeah. And you know, because you've been doing this a long time and you're great at this. I think that the first thing is just establishing, why do you want to buy a home or why is it something you're considering? And a lot of times from just that conversation, there's a viable reason there, right? That, okay, well, if that's your reason, because I want somewhere to raise my family, right? I don't want to, if you have somewhere to rent, you're solving that problem 12 months at a time, right? And so a home gives you stability, right? And so I think whatever their reason is, like figure out that reason and then just walk them through the math of like, you know, homes are appreciating, right? Interest rates are volatile. They go up, they go down, right? But no matter what, and you... This is hard to explain on a podcast. One of my favorite quotes is from Gary Abrams from Keller Williams is that if you're asking the question of is now the right time to buy real estate, it's the wrong question, right? Because the question is, what's your time frame, right? Because right. real estate historically trends up, even if it dips, right?
Right.
And so if you're trying to time it, like, it's impossible to time the market.
It is.
Figure out if buying the home is the right decision for you and your family. And then I bet it makes sense financially in the long run.
Right. Very nice. I love that.
Well, you know, we talked about you personally at the beginning of the show. Let's give you an opportunity to talk a little bit more about your business model. So are you a mortgage broker? Do you have only one company you work with? Or tell us more about that.
Yeah, great question. So we are a mortgage broker, which means that I'm not going to directly lend anybody money. We have 12 wholesale lenders that we're set up with. So the client technically doesn't pay us a nickel. We're paid by the lender. Every lender pays us exactly the same. So we've got no incentive to match them with the specific lender other than they have the best loan option. And most lenders are going to be competitive in a certain space. And so I would say, one, the biggest value of a broker is if you're a real estate agent, you know, you'll have to have multiple relationships because you may have a loan officer that you love, but that loan officer's product is, you know, it's more conventional, right? So as a bank, you can't be all things to all people. So you're going to have a space that you're competitive in mm-hmm. and a space that you're not competitive in. So the challenge for a real estate agent is, okay, well, now I know that this bank or this loan officer, they're not competitive everywhere. So sometimes I have a client that needs a different type of loan. Mm-hmm. That means I have to manage multiple relationships. A good broker will manage the relationships with the lenders, right? And so it can be a consistent process for you and your clients. You come to me, we'll find the best loan. No matter which lender we end up working with, that client's process and experience will be exactly the same. They work with me and my team. It's just once the loan closes, where they send their payment to, that changes depending on the lender.
Gotcha. Very nice.
And some lenders will service it and others won't. And that's important to kind of talk to the clients. Right. Is that important to you? Some clients say yes, some say no, but we give them that option.
Right. Because we want it to be a seamless, easy, no fuss, no stress.
And I'll just put in a plug for, you know, people like you. A mortgage broker is a lot more friendly to work with instead of just with a bank, because the bank is really fixed into exactly how they lend, who they lend to, et cetera. And so you have a lot more options.
Thank you. And I will say, just from the conversations I have, like for me, just like you guys, you know, it is a relationship business. And, my referrals, our business grows when we make great relationships. And to keep those great relationships, you have to do a great job.
Right.
A lot of times banks, employees like loan officers that work for banks, they receive their business from the bank, right? And so their
paycheck,
their mindset is different than the relationship. Like, you know, it's just, we have more skin in the game, right? Because it, you know, a bad experience affects our business where they just can turn to the next customer the bank sends them.
True. Very true. And, you know, we earlier were talking about W-2 and 1099s and all of that good stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, just a different mindset. Different thought process.
Well, I think we're almost wrapping up for today. I think we're going to start to move into our book recommendation for the day. How's that sound?
Yeah.
So one of the books that I listened to recently is called The Key Person of Influence by Daniel Priestley. And the thing that I found very interesting about that was it just highlights that as a realtor, as a mortgage broker, you need to be the expert in your field.
Absolutely.
And hence the name, The Real Estate Experts Podcast.
Bang, bang.
And so I really like that book.
That's why we bring on experts like you.
That's right. Exactly.
So.
And so I think it would be a good book for you to I listen to all my books. For all you listeners out there, I'm sure you've already heard me say that. I listen to all my books. Good book to listen to or read when you get an opportunity.
Well, one thing we should probably give Tom an opportunity for people to know how to connect with him. You know, like social media and things like that. How can people get in touch with you? What's your handle?
Oh, man. So I'm still working on my social media game. I am on Facebook. It's just Tom Dowden, D-O-W-D-E-N.
Okay.
Because I'm not from here, I am actively trying to grow my network. So I am.
Absolutely.
And so good old-fashioned website.
And then, so our website is veruspinnacle.com.
Okay.
And then my cell phone is 214-385-7908.
Great.
It's the best way to reach me. I don't even know my office line.
not many of us do anymore. Yeah.
But, we have an office number too. It means a lot when someone gives you their mobile number because you can text.
Yes.
So I always say, and maybe this isn't right. So the people who do poorly in my line of work are the ones who think they're bankers, right? So I've got to be available when you're available,
right?
Which a lot of times is the evening and weekends. So,
okay. I like that a lot because I do not like people that hold banker's hours.
Right.
Because I don't hold banker's hours.
Oh my goodness. He sits in bed at night. It's terrible. He sits in bed at night and he's messaging and texting. Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure I emailed you at midnight last night.
I think so. Did. Yeah.
I can attest. Yeah.
So I try not to text people that late, but I definitely hammer out some emails.
If he knows they're up, he does.
Yeah.
Now, I'm used to it because if it were me personally trying to have a mortgage conversation or trying to buy a home, I would have to balance that with my job. Right.
For sure. Exactly.
So a lot of times that's in the evening or the weekend.
It's very, very true. So has Jacob mentioned to you anything about a lightning round that he likes to do with his guests?
Oh, no. I like to surprise people.
He did not.
Okay. All right. So we're going to do a lightning round. This is quick and easy answers. Don't need to be long. They can be,
don't worry.
They don't need to be long. So favorite movie of all time?
Oh, gosh.
We're going to put people on the spot.
This changes. I guess I'm trying to think recently what I've seen. I love Training Day. Denzel Washington's probably.
That's a good one.
I always say he's my favorite actor.
Right.
So
yeah. He's good. That's a good one.
Okay. So your go-to exercise. Are you much into exercising?
Oh, man. I just started again. So I'm a runner, quote unquote. I'm getting back into it. So when I was in Dallas, I was much more active. And then I thought when I moved here, running would be easier because I thought, oh, it'll be cooler.
Yeah.
But the hills got me.
Yes. That is true.
They get to everyone. They're calves.
That is true.
For sure.
Favorite city in the U.S. besides the one you live in?
Gosh, Boston.
Boston.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you vacationed there?
I have. I think it's the historical context, the cobblestone streets, like just, and you know, it's awesome to me. I remember I was there just a few years ago and you sit in a tavern and it's like the seeds of the Revolutionary War were planted right here.
Yeah. Right.
And they probably were. There's a lot of people sitting around complaining, right? Like, and anyway, so I just think it's cool when you think about the significance of everything that started there.
Very cool. That's right. Okay. So last one, biggest pet peeve.
Oh man. pet peeve. I don't know. I'm pretty easygoing. I'm trying to think
and that's good if you don't have a pet peeve. I mean, that can be an answer.
Well, I think just like not having clarity in communication, not understand either, you know, having to go through something multiple times with, you know, hey, it, you know, just, I'm just thinking of underwriters and things like that where you have to kind of repeat yourself.
Right.
Something like that would be a pet peeve, I guess, but I'm a morning person. I'm up early. Like, I have a bunch of coffee and I typically walk around in a great mood.
Good.
That's awesome.
Good. Got a little caffeine behind that. Yeah. I like it. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate you.
Thank you, Jacob.
We're going to wrap it up today. Where can you connect with us? So on our YouTube channel, The Real Estate Experts Podcast, also anywhere you find your podcasts. Thanks again for listening. Have a good day.